This Torah pays to learn and to understand and to memorize, as pays to memorize all of them, but this has certain unique significance to us in the fact that within the Tikkun HaKlalis that Rebbe Zal was zeicher to print, and most of the Tikkun HaKlalis, there is a special tefillah in there for Chodesh Elul. That tefillah is based on this Torah Nikud Amaran, which describes a little bit an interesting insight to the concept of Tikkun HaBris. Rabbeinu Zal said, by the way, this Torah was said in conjunction with an incident that happened. Rabbeinu Zal was talking to Rabbi Nosson Zal right on the day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, during the daytime. They were walking together and they were talking, and Rabbeinu Zal asked Rabbi Nosson Zal, did you feel something spectacular when they blew Shofar today in the morning? They had just started blowing Shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rabbeinu Zal asked Rabbi Nosson Zal, did you feel a tremendous fear, a yira, a pachad come over you when they blew Shofar? So Rabbi Nosson Zal didn't really, I don't think it says what Rabbi Nosson Zal answered, but Rabbi Nosson Zal said, I felt a tremendous pachad come over me when they blew shofar this morning, heralding in the beginning of Chodesh Elul. And Rabbi Nosson Zal said, interestingly, my daughter Udl came to me today, and she told me that she also felt a tremendous hergish when she heard them blowing shofar this morning. This is an incident that happened that's related to this Torah. Rabbi Nosson Zal afterwards told Rabbi Nosson Zal this Torah, and Rabbi Nosson Zal understood how these items were connected. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, "Im yizke sheyargish be'emes ke'ev chatov," if a person is zeiche to really feel the pain of his sins, note that how this ties in with what we said this Shabbos, the concept of Mida Keneged Mida, how Hashem punishes Mida Keneged Mida, and what a privilege it is that Hashem does it that way, so that a person should be zeicher to understand what he did wrong. We mentioned once that these psychology books, these, and especially these Sforim HaKdashim bring, that this concept of pain, we look at pain as being generally a bad thing, but pain, according to medicine, according to doctors, and everything, is a very good thing. It's a favor to a person, because if he feels the pain, he knows he's got to go to a doctor, have something checked out, there could be something wrong with him, and it could be he catches it in time to be able to correct it. Here Rabbeinu Zal says, a person is zeicher to really feel the pain of his sins. Hainu, when can that be possible? When a person is zeicher to remove the orla, the tame part of his heart. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki kolzman sheliboy orel ve'otum, because as long as a person's heart has this tuma attached to it and it's stuffed up, the word otum means stuffed, yev shelo lahargish be'emes, a person cannot really feel the pain of a sin. He can't really feel the seriousness of it. But when a person is zeicher to remove, to cut away the orla of his heart, and he makes his heart into a vacuum, meaning he cleans it out from the ra within it, from the yetzahara, azai yargish levavoi bemes gedel kevoi, then this person's heart will be zeicher to really feel its tremendous pain, v'yitztaer, v'yischored be'emes, and the person will suffer, and he'll really regret what he did, v'azai, and then, migoidel hacharoto, because he achieves such a tremendous quantity and quality of regret, yargishu gam kol halavavois shel kol hatipois shenim shechum imenu, so too, all the hearts of all the droplets that came forth from this person, and to whatever place they were placed into, Yargishu Sham Bamokim Shehem will feel over there in whatever place they are, the tipo will feel. Both those droplets that came from him, from which were formed children, which are of the human species. And also those drops which came from him, which went to a different place, chas v'shalom, to a tamei place, either levatola chas v'shalom, or to an outside place. V'gam shom yesh lohem leiv v'sharei vorim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, these droplets which go out from a person in vein chas v'shalom, or they go to an outside place, wherever they are, there also they have a heart and organs, they have a whole kaima, 365 parts of the organs of the body. So then when this person will be zeichet to cut away from his heart the bed, and his heart feels its tremendous pain, and he will begin to suffer and to really regret his sin, so at that moment, over there, wherever these tipois are, their hearts will also feel the pain. V'yizvada lahem ha'emes, and they will realize and recognize the truth. Heichim mutolim b'mokim tenoifois b'sheol tachdius, how they've fallen into such a filthy place, into such a tamei place, into the sheol tachdius. Rabbi Nezal says, ki mitchilo nidmo lahem she'toiv lahem, because in their normal state, these tipois don't feel any problem. They don't recognize that there's any problem. It appears to them that things are going well. Ki hein mazike alma, because these tipois take on the form of mazikim, ruchais, which go around and do damage to people. Rak achar kach kisheni moy levovom, but then when their hearts are, when the evil of their hearts is cut away, al yidei shemni moy levav avihem, how, because their father, the one who generated these tipois, cuts away the bed of his heart, azay margishin hechonheim, then these tipois begin to realize, they begin to feel where they are, that they're in a tummy place. And they begin to cloak, to, that's the word, right? To, lekainen, huh? Not cry, I'm looking for a different word. Yeah, but would a sia, isn't there a word, cloak, when a person is mourning? You don't know what word I'm
talking about?
To lament, okay, whatever it is. Huh? I don't know, I'm thinking croak, maybe I'm thinking of. All right, whatever it is. They begin to lament, ulehitztayer, and to suffer. These tipois begin to suffer. V'naase shom rash godol b'neihem, and there is aroused a tremendous tremendous confusion. Not confusion, really, but there's a whole rash going on, a lot of excitement. V'zehu, Rabbi Nezal says, and this is what Smarumas in the Pasuk in Chumash, where the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Aleikecho Eslevavcho Veslevav Zarecho, Hashem will remove from your heart and from the hearts of your children any evil. Hashem will mala the heart. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu Kishe Yimoel Hashem Eslevavoi Yimoel Gam Levav Zaroi. When Hashem does a person a favor and Hashem cuts away the evil within that person's heart, automatically it also removes the evil from the hearts of his children. Ulehechon Shinim Shechazera, and wherever the Zera has been placed, Hein Lamin Bnei Odom, whether it's been put into a human, Azai Mechiyovim Bonov Shiargishu Gamkein Hirhur Tshuva, if the Zera resulted in going into a human being, creating a human being, then that human that was born is also required to feel this sensation that was generated by the parent feeling a Hirhur Tshuva, so the child will also feel a Hirhur Tshuva. How? Al yidei sheni moy levav avihem, through the father having cut away the evil of his heart. V'chein, and so too, im nimshach l'mokom achar chas v'sholom, if the zera went to an outside place chas v'sholom, azay yimoylu shom halavovois v'yargishu kanal. Then even over there, their hearts will become nimoyl, will become, the bed will become cut away, and they will feel the fact that they're in a horrible place, and they'll try to draw themselves to the Kedusha. Rav Enesal says, "V'hazman hamesugul hazeh, the time that's most opportune for this whole process of tshuva, for a person to clean away the orla in his own heart and be able to affect the heart of his children or any tipas that came from him, to cut away the ra from them and to get them to re-enter into the boundary of kedusha, the time that's most mesugul for this, hu chodesh Elul, is the month of Elul, ki Elul roshei tevois es levocho vi es levav." The word Elul is the first letters of the words your heart and the hearts. Which hearts? Rabbi Nizal says, "Haynu sheim al Hashem es levovoi ves levav stam hatoliboy." Hashem at that in this month cuts away the bad within a person's heart and in the hearts stam. It doesn't say the heart, which heart, just the hearts of anything that came from him, whether it's humans or even if it didn't result in humans. Hainu halev shel hatipois le'ezem okim shenim shichu. This refers to the hearts of the droplets to whatever place they were drawn. Im shenim shichu v'nesava mehem bonov min bnei odom. Whether these tipois were drawn to a place where from them was generated the creation of a human being. V'hein shenim shichu chas v'sholom l'mokam achar. And even those which were drawn to an outside place, chas v'sholom. V'gam heim bonov. And those tipois are also considered the children of this person. V'hein tluyim boy. And they are attached to the person. They are dependent upon him. Toliyim means dependent upon him. V'al kein, and therefore, kishiniftar hodom, when a person chas v'sholom passes away, heim hoilchim achar hamita, these tipois follow the coffin of the person, umekainen in olav, and they lament for him, they mourn him, kemoi bonov mamish mimin bnei odom, as living children, as human children, mourn a father who passed away. However, this, that these tipois follow his coffin and they mourn for him, this is a tremendous shame and embarrassment to the person, Rachmona Litzlan, may Hashem save us from these horrible punishments, kiyadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is what happens, that the person generates these tipois, these are children, and just like alpi halacha, a parent is required to support a child, so too beruchnius, the person is required to give chius into anything that comes from him, and these items act like leeches, they try to suck the chius from the person. In other words, he only has enough chius for himself and for whatever children, living children, were supposed to come from him. If he generates five children that weren't supposed to be generated, and they'd come to him for life, they draw chias from him, they suck out his own life, that which belonged to him originally, chas v'shalom, and this causes tremendous shame and embarrassment to the person. So Rabbi Nizal says the month that's most mesugal for correcting this item, for tikkun habris, is the month of Elul.
I don't understand how the way it ends. Like, what's the point of the last thing it says about the tipois? We already said that the main thing is to cut away the heart and it will help both for these children and these children.
Right, so the question is, he wants to give you a slight idea as to how bad it is when a person creates these tipois. What does it do to the person? It brings tremendous cherpa and bezoyan on the person.
But even so, good, so it brings cherpa, but then let's say what happens when the tipois feel
Yes, it does. They become aware of where they are. There's generated a tremendous rash between them. True, Rabbi Nizal here doesn't say, but number one, the implication from what he's saying here, from what you look in Sifrei Musar, meaning Rash Gadol means they begin to scream to Hashem for a tikkun. And in this manner, these klipos can achieve a tikkun. How? Either Hashem himself is misaking them, Hashem is the tzaddik emes of the world, or the tzaddik emes is misaking to them. But you have to remember that when an item is in a state of hastora, shebetei hastora, that's when the person can't be helped. When a person doesn't realize that he's sick, that's the sickest person conceivable, chas v'shalom. That's the worst tzar in the world. Rabbi Nizal lets you know in this Torah that you should know that when you arouse yourself to tshuva, when you bring yourself out of the hastara, note that you bring all the tipois that within you end up here. You make them conscious of the fact that they're in a horrible place. Up to this point, they think they're living a decent life and running around, mazikim, everything. You make them aware that they have a problem. That alone is a tremendous tikkun. That alone is elevating it to one level where you put it into a position where it's able to achieve a tikkun. It's able to cry out to Hashem or to the tzadik mamitim to be misakin it. Don't forget, Rabbi Elazar said that he was Isaac in tikkun neshamos. You know, that's this kind of item. Both neshamos of children that were generated properly and Rachman al Islam, these tipais. 100%.
Fashtais? What about Choshel is misakin this?
Chodesh Elul is misugol, is opportune for a person to do this process. It's not that Chodesh Elul does it. Rabbi Elazar says, you want to know what's the best month that you'll find it easiest in a sense, and you could be most successful, it's this month.
Through
whatever you have to do. How does a person get to feel the pain of his sins? Hashem, please help me be zeicher to feel, to realize what it is when I commit a sin. To be able to feel that there's a problem. I'm such a sick person. My brain is so stuffed up. I'm so far from Hashem that when I do something wrong, there's no alarm that goes off. There's no explosion. I don't get scared anymore. When I was a kid, you did something wrong, you got scared. I became big, I'm married now, and now I do a sin. I go to sleep one night and I forget to say Kriya Shema Lamito, or I go to sleep, I didn't learn that day, or I commit different types of sins. And I don't get scared. I don't get shook up from it. A person has to beg Hashem to be zeichet to feel the cave of a sin. Because there is a pain. In other words, it's not that the neshama doesn't feel it. The neshama feels it. The neshama has to transmit it to the guf, that the person should be aware of it. This is what a person needs.
It says here that it's talking about children that were not legal, right? It's talking about
exactly. In other words, here it's talking about both the tipois which came from him, which resulted in children, in actual children. And as the case with Rabbi Elazar, I mentioned you came a little late, that this Torah was said, there was an incident that happened with Rabbi Elazar. He once went over to Rabbi Nosson Zal on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And he told him, I felt a tremendous hergish today when I heard them start blowing shofar for the first time. So yes, Rabbi Nosson, did you feel it also? I forget what the answer Rabbi Nosson gave was. And Rabbi Nosson told him, my daughter came over to me later in the day, Udol, and she told me that she also felt a tremendous sensation when she heard them blowing shofar. Rabbi Nosson said that this Torah explains why and what. The fact that Rabbi Nosson felt this, his daughter felt it also.
So this is even going
on? Whenever, this is even going on, good children, pure children, that whenever the father is margish a hergish of tshuva, it affects the children also. Mol Hashem es levavcha v'es levam samecha. It's automatic that when you fix up your own heart, you affect the levam samecha, which is a tremendous. Person can ask Hashem just for that. In other words, if I don't deserve to do tshuva, at least have rachmanis on my children. They didn't do anything wrong, and they're suffering due to my sins. Let me be zeichet to do tshuva for their sake, at least, so they should be zeichet to come close to them.
What would Chas v'Shalom, on Zerim, or somebody had negotiated children or something like that? Would this be some kind, some way or form of tikkun for that? Most definitely, a billion percent, 100%.
Those items, in other words, the fact remains the Sifrei Kabbalah bring lawsuit wherever you, the Goyim are going to have a tikkun. Oz Yomru Vagoyim, Hidr Hashem, Rasas, and anyway, there's going to come a time when the Goyim are going to recognize the godless of Hashem and they're going to achieve a tikkun. They're not going to be on the same madrigal as Bnei Yisrael, but they're going to achieve it. Everything's going to have a tikkun. Everything. No question about it.
Is this much of a person is only doing tshuva, and he could really make his children be also?
Usually. Obviously, there are exceptions. You have Yitzhak Avinu and Mahapolis and Moshe, his son. So I'm saying it's possible otherwise, but in other words, Rabbeinu Zal showing you here that there are pipes, there is a connection. You could be Zeicha by your feeling and service, you could affect the kids also, 100%. That's what he's stressing here.
Does this happen every time that there are tipois that neshamas are created?
Does what happen?
Is it always neshamas are created?
Oh, definitely. Rav Nosson Zal, in one place in Likutei Halachos, he quotes the Sifrei Kabbalah, and he says, in other words, I want you to understand what's being done here, Chas V'Shalom. In other words, why do we make such a big deal about it? You know what the big deal is? This is the biggest waste conceivable. The purpose of Bria Salem was L'chvaydi Barosei, for the cover of Hashem. When you take it, when a Ruach is brought down, and it goes into a goof, it's in a position to serve Hashem. It's in a position to bring closer the coming of Mashiach and everything. When a Ruach is generated and it doesn't have a goof to go into, it cannot do mitzvahs. It can't do any good. Now picture the anger on the part of this Ruach. Picture how mad this item becomes. What did you do to me? You forced me to come down. Because it's generated through the machshava. What brings a nefesh or a neshama or a ruach into a child that's going to be born? The machshava at that time. You brought me down, you were mamshach, and you didn't give me a place to go into. That's the worst waste, chas v'shalom, conceivable.
So what does the technical do?
These items have the power to correct. To correct this in what manner? Either could be it makes kalim for them, or could be it returns them to wherever they're supposed to return to be able to be given another chance. In other words, it's misaking, period.
So
it corrects.
One's at a left, one's at right,
in other words, number one, Tikkun HaKlali corrects that pigam itself. Let's say it cleans it up. Number one, could be this refers to somebody. What if a person didn't say Tikkun HaKlali? Number one, what if he didn't say it yet? Number two, or number three, it's double insurance. You understand? In other words, a person never knows how much he has to do to be misaki.
Even though there's no one say that the Tikkun HaKlali themselves are the gam, but not the bodies. That's
right, right. So he's saying, so that's why he said both.
But
what about the combination
like
of Tikkun HaKlali? Huh?
He's talking about like they're all one thing, but it's not.
I'm telling you, my answer is that those items are misakim, and this item is misakim. This here it doesn't say that this corrects. This causes them to feel a hisleiris to put them in a position to achieve a tikkun.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks them out of the category of hastara shebetei hastara. That's exactly what he's saying. Okay. Next. Baruch Hashem. Torah Kuf Mem Beis. And this a reminder to everybody again, Breslov, we who are zeicha to understand this, during Chodesh El, as often as a person gets a chance, we would say at least on Shabbos, at least once a week, to say that tefillah in the Tikkun HaKlali that's based on this Torah in the Gemaran. And also, if you look in your Tikkun HaKlali, this Torah is printed right over there. You know, they have it copied. To look over the Torah first for 2 minutes. Once you learned it, hopefully it should take 2 minutes to look it over. Then to say the tefillah on it, you could imagine what kind of tikkun that accomplishes. A person is zeicha to combine Torah and tefillah, and specifically in this item. And naturally, again, a person could say, this isn't only for Chodesh El, a person could say this tefillah anytime. But that's a time when it's more misugal, when it's more required. Next. Torah Kuf Mem Beis. Rabbi Nizal says, "Mi she'ef sheloi lilmoid klal, a person who can't learn at all whatsoever. Kigain, for example, shehu am ha'aretz, he's totally illiterate. He doesn't know how to learn at all whatsoever. Oy she'ein loy shum sefer, or he finds himself in a place where he has no sefer to learn from." Or he finds himself in a desert, you know, totally stranded without being in a position to be able to learn Torah. Rak sheli boy boyer boy, but his heart is burning within him. V'nichsaf ma'oid lil moid v'lavaydes Hashem, and he feels tremendous desire to learn and to get to serve Hashem. Azai then ma shehalev chaymed lil moid, this that his heart feels an intense desire. To learn, ze bi atzmoi hu bechinas limud mitaycha sefer. That itself qualifies for and is classified in a sense like learning in a sefer. The fact that it's why he feels this tremendous desire to learn, that is considered in a sense like learning in a sefer. How? Rabbi Nizal is going to explain. There are found in the world two tzaddikim who speak to each other. And they can be at a distance from each other hundreds or thousands of miles. Hainu, Rabbein Ezal says, Hainu, sheze hatzadik makshe kushye b'toiro, v'hatzadik asheni shon b'mekoimoi, v'oimer dovor shehu tiretz al kashye shel hatzadik o'echod. One tzadik is living in his place, and he asks a question in Torah, he's learning, and he comes across a question, and he says the question, and the second tzadik, who lives 500 miles away, says something which is an answer to the first tzaddik's question. He's learning the same piece of Torah, he makes a statement which results as an answer to that first tzaddik's question. At times you have a situation even where one asks a question and a second one asks a question. And the question that B is asking is actually an answer to A's question. In other words, it's based on the premise that it serves as an answer and it takes you to step two. And through this procedure, these two tzaddikim, in a sense, it comes out like they were talking one to another. In other words, if they were a PA system loud enough, they would be communicating with each other. This is an item that no human being can hear. The only one who hears this is Hashem. And this is what's merumaz in a pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ishal reyehu." Then, now note, those who know diktuk, we were saying diktuk is important. Then it was spoken. One friend to another, this is nifal. Nifal means not I did an action was done. It was the, how? Or somehow automatically. Then those who feared Hashem spoke to one another, were spoken to one another. Hainu Shehem Eina Medabrim Zeloze. They are not technically speaking one to another. Rakhem Nidborim Memela. It automatically comes out that they are in a conversation with each other. Because they're speaking about related topics, they happen to be in a state of discussion, although they don't even realize it. Rabbi Nezal says, Al yidei sheze makshe veze metara. It's through the fact that one is asking and one is answering, that's how they have, they, it comes out that they're in a state of discussion. Veze ein shum beria shenea kiim Hashem yisporach. And this is an item that no being hears except for Hashem. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. The pasuk continues, and it says, and Hashem listened, and he heard this. Vayakshev means miloshin, like he hearkened. He hearkened his ears, and he heard. Ki rak hu yisborach shemea, because it's only Hashem who hears this. Umechaber hadvorim zeloze, and Hashem brings these two items together. V'kisvom b'sefer lezikoroin, and kaviyochol Hashem writes down this conversation in a sefer for it to be be perpetuated, right? In other words, to remain forever. V'zehu vayikosev b'sefer zikoroi. Note, Rabbein Ezal's quoting a whole long pasuk here. Oz nidbru yirei Hashem isharayehu vayakshev Hashem vayishmo vayikosev b'sefer zikoroi lefnei Hashem, the pasuk says. He continues to quote it. V'zehu vayikosev b'sefer zikoroi v'zeh ha-sefer shenichtov malov divrayem. This sefer, upon which are written the words of these two tzaddikim, hu b'chinas leiv sheyesh lamalo. This is the concept of a heart that exists in heaven. Shom nichtofim divrehem. Their words are engraved on a heavenly heart. Rabbi Nezal says, Bebechina says, the pasuk says, Mishlei kosvom aluach libecho. Inscribe them on the tablets of your heart. So we see that there is this concept of writing on a lev ho'elyon. V'zeh sheliboy boyer bikirboy. V'choy shik leumoyd. And this person we were talking about before, whose heart is burning within him, and he feels a tremendous cheshik to learn, Rakshi Efshaloi Elamai, it's not possible for him, who mekabel leiv mi leiv shelamalo shehu bechina sefer zikorin hanal. This person receives a heart. He receives a hashpo, a shefa, into his own heart from this heart that's above. Umishom mekabel liboy cheshkoi. And that's where his heart draws its cheshik. Now note, how does this start? The answer is when it's in the Sarusa del Sato. The minute he arouses himself to want to learn, automatically, Kaviyochol, Hashem is mashpia to him, a tremendous cheshik from this Leiv Elyon, which had this writing on it, which it makes his cheshik still greater in wanting to learn. V'zeh shekoso, this is what the Pasuk says, Vayikosev b'sefer zikorein lefonov liyirei Hashem ulechoshvei shemoi. Note, it started off by saying, Oznid b'ru yirei Hashem ishel reyehu. It finishes by saying, liyirei Hashem ulechoshvei shemoi. And the Gemara says in Brachas, what does this refer to? K'may shedosh razal, as the Gemara says, Afilu chishav la'asayis mitzvah v'nenas v'lo yaso, that by the Jews, even if a person wanted to do a mitzvah, and some kind of accident happened whereby he was prevented from doing it, ma le'olav ha'kosov ki la'asay, the Torah considers it as though he did it. Where do we learn this out from? The Gemara says, Lirei Hashem ulechosh ve'ishemoi. Mi shechoshav la'asayis mitzvah, one who wanted, he thought to do a mitzvah, but he wasn't zeichet to. So Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ze bi'atzmoi sheliboi nechsav v'choshev la'asayis. This, that this person's heart is yearning, and it's contemplating the act of a mitzvah. Rak sheyev sheloi elamai, he happens to be in a predicament where it's impossible. Hu nechshav la'asiyah. That desire is credited as though it were an actual act. He draws cheshek from this heavenly heart, bechinas shehu bechinas sefer zikaron, which is the sefer zikaron that we spoke about. Vezehu vayikosev besefer zikaron lefonov leyirei Hashem ulechosh veishmoi. Haynu shezeh sefer zikaron shenase mishnei tzadikim anal. This sefer zikaron, which is generated by these two tzadikim, who bishvil yirei Hashem vechosh veishmoi. It's for the sake of those tzadikim who were learning originally. In other words, that something remains of it. It gets written down. And also for the sake of Chesh Veshmoi, Sheheim HaChafetzim V'Cheshkim La'aseis Mitzvois V'Lomoy Torah. This refers to those who want and yearn to do a mitzvah, to study Torah, Rach Sheesh Lahem Maniyais, but they have Maniyais, V'Einsim, and certain accidents, V'Einam Yecholim L'Lomoy, and they can't learn. Sheheim Mekablim Al Yedei Cheshik Libom HaChozok. These people draw through the tremendous desire that's within their hearts, mizeh ha-sefer, they draw from this sefer, shehu bechinas leiv kanal, which is this concept of a leiv. So in a sense, they are learning from a sefer, you understand? They're drawing cheshik from this sefer, which was actually written, in which were engraved the words of Torah, the discussion that occurred between these two people. This person is drawing from there, in a sense, it's as though he were learning from a sefer. V'alkein, therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, Avraham shehoya roish legerim, Avraham Avinu, who was the leader of all the gerim, v'loy hoya loy mi lilmoid, he didn't have from whom to learn, he was alone in the world, you remember? V'loy hoya loy rak halev, all he had was his heart, shechoshak ma'oid la'avoyda sabayre, he yearned tremendously to serve Hashem. The Rabbeinu Zal says, Kibel gamkein mizeh halev shelamalo shenikra sefer azikorin. Avram Avinu drew on this leiv ho'elyoin, which is called this sefer zikorin. Va'oz lehoyu shum tzadikim boilam. The question is, where could he draw from if there were no tzadikim to learn at the time, to pass these words, to be inscribed in the sefer? So where did Rabbeinu Zal says, Va'oz lehoyu tzadikim, there were no tzadikim in the world at the time. V'hoyo nichtav al halev ma shechidshu haneshama is kedem habriya. You know what was written on the lave at that point in time? That which the neshamais had been machadesh before Bria Sa'ilam. Because we see that it does exist this concept, Nimlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nimlach im Nishmaiseyem Shel Tzadikim, before he created the world. The Medrash uses this lashon that Hashem was Nimlach with the neshamais of Tzadikim before Bria. So we see that there was this concept of neshamais of Tzadikim before Bria. They studied Torah, their words were engraved, because the Torah was created 2,000 years before the world, right? Rav Elazar says, V'alkein nikro Avraham Avinu Tzur. This is why we find that Avraham Avinu is called in the Navi Tzur. What is, as the Pasuk says, K'ma shekosuv, habitu el Tzur chaytzavosam. Yeshayahu Navi is talking about there, look back at your heritage, at Avraham Avinu, the origin of your engravement. In other words, he was the first one to carve out a place in history for Bnei Yisrael. Rav Elazar says, and the Gemara Darshan Ze Avraham, Kama Shapir Shashi, that this refers to Avraham Avinu, Shehu Bechinas Tzur Levavi. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says Tzur Levavi, that my heart, in my heart, is engraved. So we see that Tzur is an union of Lev. Kiloi Hoyoloi Rak Lev Chayshek Lashem Yisborach. All Avraham Avinu had at that time, he didn't have anybody to teach him Torah or anything, he couldn't learn Torah, all he had was this intense desire to Hashem, v'alkein, and therefore kol ha-geirim nikroim al shmoi. That's why we find that all geirim are called Avraham. They are named Avraham, v'nikroim nedivei amim am melike Avraham. The pasuk says in Tehillim, nedivei amim nesafu, that those who have good hearts from among the goyim were gathered in am melike Avraham. They are the nation under Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Elazar says, Bechinas Nediv Lev. The term Nedive Amim, where do we find the word Nediv used in the Torah? Nediv Lev, that any person who has a good heart should donate to the Mishkan. Nedivus is a quality that's found in the heart. Because a ger, at that point in time, he can't learn at all. He doesn't know how to learn or anything. What does he have? He has this Nedivus slave, which was the same thing that Avraham Avinu had at that time when he first was coming close to Hashem. Before he had any knowledge of Torah, he had this Nedivus HaLev, which allowed him to hook up with this Lev HaElyon, upon which is inscribed these discussions between the Tzadikim, as is written in the Pasuk, Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Yishrayehu, Vayakshu Hashem Vayishma, Vayikosei B'sefer Zikaron Lefonov, Vayirei Hashem Alachishrei Shmai. That's this whole conversation. Now note, as Rav Nosson Zal says in Yemei Maranat and in other Svarim, look at the wording Rav Elazar said here. This is something that nobody can hear except Hashem. Well, who could have said pshat in this pasuk in Navi, Oz Nidbaru Yer Hashem? Who could say pshat other than one who actually knew about this? He knew that this item, how did he know? He was zoicha to elevate himself to such a madrega, kaviyocho, to merge with Hashem, as Sadiqim do, to be zoicha, to be given this knowledge, this understanding of what goes on in the world. This was the godless of it. This is not in nowhere. Nobody says this. Nobody knows what's oz. In other words, there are different pshatim that are given on this sentence. But to teach the words, oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish vayakshev Hashem vayishma, what's going on here? What is it doing? Of this Torah Mikut Amar, Rav Elazar addresses the whole hiskarvus of Avraham Avinu, the whole hiskarvus of a Jew to religion bechlal, how he gets credited for the concept of Limud HaTorah, even if he can't learn.
This is all nothing based on anywhere else.
No, this is Rav Elazar's 100%. 100%. Go ahead.
How is a person, let's say a person who's coming, let's say a boy or a person who's brought up like with people don't get tired, how is it first, where does he first recover this chayshik? You know, he didn't make any service, like where does it come from?
I believe it's Torah Tess. Ach eich efshar la'aseis geirim v'halayhem rechoykem ma'oid miktushas Yisrael u'me'ayin bo zois sheyofei lahem al da'as sheyizgayro. Ach da? See, Torah Yud Zayin and a good morning, that's where Benazal discusses this whole concept. How is it conceivable in their Mokom Tumah? What gives them their initial hero tshuyin or the whole business? Rav Elazar there discusses how the whole item is initiated. And again, a question which nobody addresses. Rav Elazar in the good morning explains this whole question. How the Haskol of the Gerim comes about. Yeah, but at the... hold on a second. Shem Ve'ever, during the Avraham Avinu. Right, they lived till Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went to run in the yeshiva. Could be he didn't know about it at the time.
Because he did tell later.
They didn't have Shem.
Huh?
They didn't have Shem because of the Rashi.
Right.
But there's a rookie thing, and you know they themselves say even if they don't know each other.
Right, but the question is, why does he have to come on? In other words, in a sense, it seems that he's defending that there wasn't anybody. Could be he's not. Could be he's pointing out that besides Shem Vever,
you should know that this, in other words, even if they weren't tzaddikim around at the time, they still could go back to the nishanis of tzaddikim before Bnei Yisrael.
Okay, what tzaddikim time? This thing didn't exist between them.
Could be. Well, could be Rabbi Nezal saying somehow it wasn't generated between them.
Because when they're like always at Sunday, the generation even before Rabbi Nezal, we have to give them a
lot. Yes, yes. But
there was a difference. Sa'ar Avinu was the first one of his kind where he came out to Hashem from himself.
Exactly.
So maybe there's a difference in the line.
He was a bigger tzaddik. He was a bigger tzaddik. So maybe he couldn't learn from somebody. You know, maybe he was learning.
Could be. Yeah. It could be it's saying for Avinu to come close, he had to draw from so high a mokor, he had to draw from the neshamas of tzaddikim before Boya. I really don't know. It's interesting that it's not mentioned. It should be Zarecha. In other words, this whenever something like this happens, it's a reminder. In other words, you shouldn't dream that we really understand what's written here. Rav Nosson Zal writes that we don't understand 1/1,000,000th of Rav Nezal's words in the Sefer, and that's after he's written 100, 500 pages on some person of the Quran. He says, but we know for a fact that we don't understand this whatsoever, because it's way, way, way above our level of comprehension. But whatever we can get out of it, we try to get out of it. In other words, if there's things we don't understand, don't get nervous. That's good. That we realize that there's things we don't understand completely. There's things that require explanation. Yeah.
Rav Nezal says he has a person who doesn't say for just by having a letter and he can draw from it. What does he get from this
play? He gets a bechina of limud ha-Torah. In other words, that's what he's saying here. Ze bi'atzmo hu bechinas limud mitoch ha-sefer. In other words, factually, the Torah says, v'talmud Torah keneged kulam, right? A person finds himself in a desert and he feels sick. It is no way possible for me to get this limud mitoch ha-sefer. Rabbi Nezal, this Torah shows you how it's not true. Even being a total amoretz, or being in a midbar or emay sefer, it's still possible to activate a bechina of limud mitoch sefer, and he shows how.
Because he said a slave is like a sefer.
Exactly. Okay. On which is written words, which are mashpia cheshik into this person. In other words, just like when I sit down to learn from a sefer, what's happening? The oisiyos are shining oyer into me. I'm learning. The sefer is feeding me. It's being mashpia to me, right? Here also you have this similar concept of a sefer on which is written words, just like this thing, and it's being mashpia to the person.
Like I said, by a verb of being, he had this chidushim, machadish before bria.
Right.
A person might get the same concept.
What's the shana? In other words, factually, Rabbi Nezal is telling you there exists this lev lamala upon which is written everything. Mm-hmm. Written, number one, the discussions within the tzaddikim in that dir that are doing this, and it even goes back that far. In other words, I doubt that you would say that it gets erased at some point, as they wash you off the blackboard, and start again.
In terms of like the chesed?
Exactly, which is a concept of limud mitoch ha-sefer. That's exactly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Is there any concept of, let's say, the neshamas in Gan Eden? I mean, well, they, we say everything what they have no physical ability to do mitzvahs, but all they are pure ratzayin to want to do mitzvahs.
Right.
Is it conceivable that they should, let's say, lack, draw from this also to get a credit for learning?
I don't know. I'm saying you need somebody who knows to say you need Sifrei Kabbalah or Rabbi Nezal to say something like that. Could be they do. In other words, that this is credited to their account.
Listen, you once said that when a tzaddik wants to do a mitzvah, like say Shem to Tzaddikim, that sometimes they get attached to a person in that way they do.
We spoke about that just this Shabbos, this whole concept of Ibor. He's asking a different question that in this, that's Ibor. That's when a tzaddik wants, the Arizal says he has the power to do this, to go into a person to give him a sign to help him. In a sense, it sounds like that's exactly what's happening here. Look at the wording. The neshama is that tzaddikim before bria, they generated this. Now they're shining oyer into, meaning they're going into the person. Just like we said, if you recall, we mentioned Amar Malka recently, the fact that Rav Nosson Zal says that when a person wants to do a mitzvah, he's in Chutz La'aretz, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, has to get initiated, Eretz Yisrael shoots out an oyer towards him from its mokler, its origin in Kedusha, and that's like a line that's thrown at him for him to be able to pull himself in. And Rav Nosson Zal says that this corresponds with what the Arizal says, that when a person wants to do a mitzvah like Pudyin Shvuyim, the tzaddik who is associated with that mitzvah and its shorish, like Rav Pinchas ben Yerizal, that tzaddik goes to help the person, this bechina of ibur, some kind of attachment. Here it seems like a similar concept. These tzaddikim who activated this learning, is from the mokar of their neshama. When this learning helps a person, it's them helping that person, in essence. The Torah of a tzaddik is the tzaddik. That's what it is.
Isn't
Nafshi yotza bedabroi. That's the nefesh of the tzaddik is a diburim that got. I'm no nafshi ksavis yehovis. In other words, when they write on this luach, they're placing their nefesh onto this life. Go ahead.
Could it be possible for a person to say, all the yarns are burns too much, or it's a case of liberation?
Most definitely.
You said the person could be learned. If he has a rabbi, a great side supervising him, it's all right, but he's by himself.
Most definitely. We're going to have a Torah later in Nikud Marano where Benazel explains that a heart alone is jet pumping fire. You must have, just like computers, you have the what's the most important part of a disk drive, or is the air conditioning system? You let it go without the air conditioning thing breaks, and the thing keeps going, it burns itself out. Lahavdol. In Kedusha, Rav Benazal quotes the Tikkunei Zohar, you can't get better than that, which says, Ilmolei kanfei denashvan alibo, havalibo oikid kol gufo. If not for the air conditioning system, the lungs, which rest upon the heart and cool it off, the heart could burn out the whole body. What is the lungs? The lungs are the chamisha chomshei Torah, hey ayni yisloreya. That's the study of Torah, through which a person is given kalim into which to put his fire. You want fire? Sit down for 3 hours and learn. Go have a spiritus for an hour. Go work to earn money to buy tzitzis and tefillin. In other words, you have energy that you want to give out. We'll give you places to direct your energy in which you'll be serving Hashem.
Who's it mean, like, for instance, you don't go, like, to the extreme, it's like Kesed and Chavur, you go out the first time.
100%. That was Rav Benazal's whole limud. That's the whole greatness of a tzaddik, Amud Adam Sisa, to be able to cut down the middle, not to get burned on either side, not to go to the right or to the left too much, right up the middle. Loisoso yom in a smile. The whole concept of Amunas Chachomim is the fact that a Jew studying religion on his own can go one of three ways, either to the right, to the left, or the middle. The function of a Rebbe is to put blinders on the Talmud. You're mavatel yadas to the Rebbe, he puts blinders on, so that you can only go up the middle. You can't get swayed to either side.
Is something that Rebbe Zalman said, a drop to the right? A drop to the right, if you have to choose between Lumuach Hesed and...
True. But still, Rebbe Zalman refers to it as Hamud Adam Sisa, you know, the center path. Baruch Hashem. Next. Oy. Torah Kuf Mem Gimel. Rabbein Ezal says, Mailas Hamekabel Eitzel Mechachmi Hador. The greatness, the great accomplishment, when one is zeichet to receive advice from the Chachmi Hador. Note, he doesn't say mitzadiki hador. No, I'm saying whenever Rav Benazal uses words, you know it's not stam. In other words, it's not like he didn't know the word tzaddik. Well, he doesn't. One place he uses the word tzaddik, one place chacham, one place talmud chacham, one place talmud chacham amiti. Each place he's using different wording. Mailas hamakabel etzom yichachmi hador kihu hamtokas hadinim. What could be one of the highest avodas in serving Hashem is hamtokas hadinim. You look in Sifrei Kabbalah, the whole concept of avodas Hashem is to sweeten the din, lahagbir hachesed, laachlalo smola biyamina. How? Rav Benazal says, ki kishet zorich li'etza. When a person finds himself in a predicament where he feels where he needs advice, ve'enu yedea eich la'asais, and he doesn't know what to do. The person at that moment is in a state of tzimtzum. Why? Constriction. His mind has become constricted. He doesn't know what to do. That's qualified as a concept of din. Whenever we talk about a histalkus of das, that's a bechin of din. Now, din is the satan. What's another name for the satan? Malach HaMoves. What item is there that's called a 60th of death? Why sleep? Because sleep is heder hadas. Any histalkus of das is a bechina of moves. That's why David HaMelech Bedafka had to be so careful. You know, he couldn't sleep shita nishmi. Why? Malchus, ragleho yordos moves. He's the one who had to be most careful not to get too much din. He himself was din. He's dina de malchus adina. If he sleeps, it's the end of the world, chas v'shalom. You know, it's double din. It's fire, chas v'shalom. So we see that heder hadas, lack of das, any subtraction of das is a bechin of din. So when a person needs a solution to an item and he doesn't have it, it means he finds himself in a state of tzimtzum. He doesn't have sufficient knowledge, harchovas adas, to be able to resolve this problem on his own. Shita Nishmi, 60 winks. The Gemara says that David HaMelech never slept 60 winks in a row. And through the act of the Chochom giving him an Eitzah, the Chacham broadens for him. In other words, he's no longer constricted. Min haMeitzar korosi ko ononi ba merchav ko. From the Meitzar becomes merchav, broaden. Umeir boy Chachmosoi, and the Chacham shines into the person his Chachma. Vze bechinas chasodim. This is a concept of Chesed. Chachma is a concept of Chesed. Ki Chesed hu nehiru de Chachmosoi. Kama shekoso bezoyer Hakadosh. The Zoyer Hakadosh says Kael nehiru de Chachmosoi. That Kael is the light which comes from Chachma. Chesed comes from Chachma. How do we know it? Rabbi Zal once quoted from the Tikkuni Zoyer, because Chachma is bigimatria 73. Chesed is bigimatria 72, showing that Chesed draws from Chachma. What's one above it? In other words, where is it drawing its hashpo from? From Chachma. So we see that Chachma is an inyan of Chesed. Uksiv Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim. And the pasuk says Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim. So if Kael Nihiru de Chachmasa, then Kael is Chesed, then we know that this concept Chochmah and Chesed go together. So when a person is zeichet to receive Chochmah in the form of an Eitzah from the Chachmei Hadar, that alone is Hamtoka Sadinen, which is fabulous. You can't get better than that.
Isn't that Shemitah Kael in Fevimura?
Where do you get that from?
No, but the
Lashon,
the word Kael means like power, right?
Right, right. Nicha Moicha Bo'elim Hashem. Alim, called the Alim Govar. Kael means strength. But we have a pasuk that says Chesed Kael. These are all, she asks this question. We have one pasuk in Tehillim that says Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim. We have another pasuk that says Kael Zoyein B'chol Yoyim. That's what you're talking about, right? Kael is Zan, Kas, Gevura. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this name of Hashem Kael is Chesed to Tzadikim and Zan to the Rishon. So in other words, as far as we are concerned, as far as we Bnei Yisrael are concerned, to us this name symbolizes Chesed. I mentioned this Shabbos, the Zohar HaKadosh says, you have a pasuk in Oz Yoshir, Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, Yemincha Hashem Tiratzalev. Yemin, is that Chesed or Din? Yemin is Chesed. Yemincha tirats, yemin is smashes. The Zarakush says yes. In other words, because by smashing a goy, that's an act of chesed to the yid. Whenever Hashem shows an act of kindness to the yid, automatically this zelo umaseh, it results in a gevura to the goy. You understand? That's one shad. Rabbi Zal once said a chiddush. This is one of the Friday afternoon phone calls. Note the depth of the Torah. You can't let anything slip by you. There's a problem here. These two psukim are not the same. It says Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim, and it says Kael Zayim Bechol Yoyim. What's pshat? Rabbi Zal explain. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, I think in Bob Metzia, that when a person borrows $100 from a person, and then he says, I'll pay it back. How much I'll pay you back? 3 cents a day. The Gemara says, no deal. He's not allowed to do that. Why? Why? Exactly. You lent $100. That was a substantial amount of money. When a person has $100, usually it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. You give him 3 cents a day. It's very hard for a person to save under those circumstances to be mitzaref to $100. So you're not really giving him back what you got. The Gemara says, in a sense, it's like nothing. It gets butted. The Yisrael Kodesh says, this is the son of Chesed Kael. What's the chesed of Hashem? Kol Hayoyim. What's the chesed? No, chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim. In that what? In that Kael Zayim Bechol Yoyim. Hashem gets angry at a Jew. You committed a sin that is kas. What does Hashem do? Hashem stretches it out Bechol Yoyim over many days. And in that manner, that becomes an act of chesed on the part of Hashem. By a goy, you did a sin that rated $100 of punishment. Zetz. Here's your $100. It's a blotz. By a yid, it's Kael Zayim Bechol Yoyim. What, in other words, Kael, it sounds like a ridiculous, Hashem gets angry every day? What's pshat? If Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim. The answer is, the Chesed of Kael Kol Hayoyim is such that Kael Zayim Bechol Yoyim, that he spreads out the Zan over a period of time, so that in essence, it gets lost in the shuffle. The Jews don't get to feel the real brunt of the punishment. That's pshat. These are psukim which you can't say pshat unless you know what these sefer kabbalah say about them.
How do you say the shadows? The person gets the thing, you know, gets me a permit view, so he knows what it means. Yeah.
The answer is he gets a type of punishment which corresponds, if the sin was done with the feet, he's punished with the feet. Just as the examples we have with Seder, right? But it doesn't say how much, or how spread out it is, understand? A part of the chesed of Hashem to the Jewish nation is the fact that he spreads it out and missing that out, understand? Which is such a beautiful, once you hear something like this, you say this pasuk and tell, now there's no stira, now it's delicious. You see it's the Torah of Hashem, in which there's so much soy, there's so much information. He gives it to them in one sentence.
And the chesed whole thing spreads out for them.
Exactly.
It spreads out.
Zion, ayin, mem. Kael, zayin, b'chol yam, zayin, vav, ayin, mem. Okay, we're just going to finish this little paragraph. 1 minute. Gam Ksiv, Rabbi Nezal says, also it's written in a pasuk, Teshua Barayv Yoyetz. That Teshua means the lashon of Yeshua, salvation. There is salvation in a lot of advice. That's what it seems to mean. Rabbi Nezal says, Vahatzadik Nikro Rav. We know that a tzaddik is called Rav, as the Gemara says in Tainis, Kama Shom Razal in Tainis, Moshe. The Gemara says over there, it's talking about an individual. What's it talking about?
Three gifts given to Bnei Yisrael.
Exactly. That Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had such tremendous chus, he's considered like a rabbin. It says over there, Hashem says, I'm going to kill three shepherds in 1 month. So it says, we know they didn't die in 1 month, they died in different months. It says that the Be'er came in the schus of this one. This one, when this one left, the Be'er left, and then it came back in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. This came back. So we see that a tzaddik is a bechina of rabbin, plural, rav. That's why he's called rav, miloshin many. He has all 600,000 neshamas of Bnei Yisrael kol within him. So Rabbi Nezal says, so that's tshua b'roiv yoyetz, when you get eitzah from a tzaddik who is called Rav, zechusa de rabim, that results in a yeshua. Rabbi Nezal says, gam im mekabel atzas hatzaddik, if a person is zeichet to receive the eitzah of a tzaddik, av she'achar kach lo yolso lo yofa me'atzosoy, even if afterwards the advice does not result in something good. In other words, it looks clearly that you follow the advice and something bad came out of it. Then the person knows that whatever bad item happened, it came from Hashem, and it was supposed to happen, and that's it. But if the person did not receive advice from a tzaddik, it's possible for a person to bring upon himself bad problems, mistakes, without a heavenly gzardin whatsoever. The person himself drew problems on himself, whether in parnasa, in zivug, in whatever it is. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Iveles odom tesalif darkoi." The stupidity of a person blinds his ways, messes up his ways. Velashem yizaf libo. And then he goes, complains to Hashem. Hashem, look what you did to me. And the Gemara says, Hashem didn't do it at all. It's possible for a person to be mamshich ra upon himself, which wasn't planned. Hashem didn't. It wasn't necessary. You didn't have to go through this. You brought it on yourself. How? Through Ivelis, by being stupid, by not seeking advice from those who are smaller, the tzaddikim amitiyim. Ach im kibel atzas hatzadik, but if a person is zeichet to receive atzas hatzadik, yoidea shehu rak al pi mishpot shel mala, then at least he has the luxury of knowing that no matter how difficult his life is, we're not saying he's going to have an easy life necessarily, usually his life will be 50 times easier than other people, no question about it. But even when it's difficult, at least he has that luxury. I know I didn't do it to my. Once I asked, I don't care what happens. The asking, I'm covered. I know that I'm within Hashem's guidance. Whatever should happen is going to happen, and I'm happy with whatever happens. Why we should be zeichet to become mekurav and mekusha to the tzaddikim amitiyim of this doyer, and to the tzaddikim amitiyim shechne afgadosh mashavatzeim. We should be zeichet that the tzaddikim should be mekarev us. They should be willing to give us all the advice that we need. Baruch mi'as and begashmi'as. We should be zeichet to hamtok asadinim. We should be zeichet to get to see the binyan beis hamikdash meravim. Amen. 100%. I once mentioned that the one of the sacred of brain, the word that Moshe is the gematria 10 times Ogam. Because to show how excited it's going to be a tzibur. 10 times Ogam. The newly of Moshe, Mem, Shin, Shin, Yudon, Hey, I believe it is. 80 and 360 is 440 and 10 is 450 exactly. Is the gematria 10 times Ogam. The show that he is considered, because the one said, we aim Kiddusha, Pachas Niyu. That the Shin only rests on 10. The Shin rests on 10 because he's cold from 10.
How did she find the thing in the Shabbos?
Yeah, I think it was in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
To walk over and dance. Maybe it was in the morning. I thought it was in the morning. No.
Because the concept was there, as far as the Shabbos and that whole thing, you know, you mentioned that in the morning. But as far as I think it might have
been. So Shim helps the whole person?
No. I think it was in the morning. So it's the fact that you see an union of Yemin by punishment or something like that.